Okay, I'm going to give you the bracha of sugar. The Tosfos brings down line daf and above him a base. Sukkah mevarach by peitz, kiyarim dvash, is a sukkah. Sukkah has a dim the pre, and if you make a bracha by pre, it eats. Shita to the hag, the Ram also brings down that a shita that on sukkah, the halacha is going to be that you make a by pre adama. The Ram himself writes his opinion is that it should be shahakal. Why should it be shahakal? Look at the Rambam. Number one, it can be better than dvash tvarm. Dvash tvarm, we saw a zeyv almi, it gets a din of shahakal. Voy, there's the shtana day are, being that you go ahead and you cook and you totally change it and it goes through a whole process. So it's the shtana day are, being that shtana day are. So therefore, therefore it's going to be shahakal.
Huh? It's
two
reasons.
Who? It's two reasons. It's two reasons, yeah. Now the Torah was masig on the Svada Rambam. He says, no shaykh is dvash tomorrow. Because dvash tomorrow is not an ikr for the dvash. I'm thinking over here, the kanim, the ikar takas kanim is for the sugar. I mean, the ikar takas kanim is for the sugar. So therefore, maybe the sugar, the Rambam is saying that it's like vashmar. Just like the Rambam, we say, it changes the bracha, loses the bracha. So the sugar should lose the bracha. It's like the Torah, no shaykhs. The sugar is, the kanim is ikar imid for the sugar. So therefore, it's like zesim and novim, that the pre comes from them, is kamaisim. If that's what the takas of the pre, therefore it's going to keep its bracha. I'm thinking we're dealing with the ikker is not to be mishtanit, and therefore it is a pre, and therefore when you go ahead and do a shina, it's going to lose the same pre. So therefore it's like a Torah, the Rambam's taina, that to say that's like vashvam is not just a taina, because yesh a chalik when the ikker tachas is for the sugar, the ikker tachas is for the dvash tamar. They say this is dvash shatamim, it's a very stark taina. There is no sheikhis in dvash tamar. Vashvam is something we need a shina, here that's where the thing is aiming for it. He says, "Lechumra." He says, "Toy to chesh das." Around me, make a shakel, which yotze kuliyam. That's his basis. Then, Kesel Mishnah, he brings down his chayzer from the svara. He says that the Torah never saw the kani sugar. He says, "Be'emes and eretz mitzrayim shom gedelim, oisim kanim nimkrim b'lalofim lutzes of a pe." Thousands of people take the sugar canes and they just soak it. Inikim dafka l'schita, he says, being 1,000 people do it, so it's not, it's lav dafka, that's dafka l'schita, to make sugar. So therefore, if you're seichet, it should be like my pears, which is only zeyev almi. Therefore, the Kesem Shishchez, it says, he's masking to the svar zeyev almi, because the tie in the Torah was that when the whole ikar of the sugar cane is to make sugar from it, and not to eat it, therefore it's to be shepri. So that 1,000 people do not like that. So therefore, it should be zeyev almi, therefore it should be shahakol. Everybody else says like that. So Belacha says that, you know, the Taina Kesem Mishnah saying 1,000 people do it is a little bit of an interesting Taina. Because Lamaisa, what's the ikar of the sugar cane? Like, you know, the 1,000 people, the world is 7 billion people, whatever it is, I know we're holding. But, I guess, yeah. But, just because a couple thousand people do it, doesn't mean what the ikapri is. But the ikapri is for the sugar. The fact that a couple thousand people go in and seichet it, that's not going to be a svara. And therefore, therefore, there shouldn't be a svar. Therefore, by the mitzvah, that betzim should be eitz. So that's just the first thing. Now, just go to Shita's Bahag a second. The Bahag is one that says Adama. So why does it say Adama? Why is it not going to be eitz? So there are a couple of different possibilities. The Ravaz says one possibility because the sugar, being that the tree breaks down every 2 years, 3 years, so therefore we're going to see in the sugya of what's together eight, what's considered adama. So tree has something which last is made to last. The tree which is not made to last doesn't get a din of a tree. So therefore, it's like to advance, being that it's not made to last, therefore it doesn't get a din of a tree. That's the mahalach of advance, and therefore go down to boy pri adama. But lochus is the ikar taina of the Bahag, as the Maisi says, is that in order to be considered a pre eitz, you have to have a tree, and you have to pre coming from the tree. I'm thinking of what we're doing with the sugar canes, so there's no pre of the eitz. The eitz gufa has like a tam to it, it has sugar in it. and therefore it has a taste to it. Therefore, the Bahag, that being that there's no pre of the eight, so you have to have a tree with a fruit, then it's pre eight. So here the lashon is, he says that I've got the eight, so Kim that pre canopic, it doesn't give out fruit. Therefore, it's not pre eight, and therefore it's going to be pre of the Adama. That's as far in the back. So it's a good side of the way. So he says you make eights. Stashing pre and eight. So the Bahags, they make Adama to Machal Bahag, maybe because it breaks down. That's the Machod Vaz. The Be'alacha says Iker, like your Vaz is inside. The reason they make Adam is because there's no pre-eights. In the Lashon of Bracha pre-eights, they have to have a tree with fruit. Here, the sugarcane is actual fruit itself. Therefore, it's going to be Be'alacha Adam. Now, we have a third Malach. The Rambam would say Shahakal. And the Rambam, why is it Shahakal? Since they have two Svaras. One is like Dvash Tamarim. That we're saying that the big debate is like Dvash Tamarim. Chayra, Yishachak and Dvash Tamarim, because Dvash Tamarim is not meant to it. I'm saying the sugar is, the cane is meant to make, that's the tachas of sugar cane to have the sugar, therefore stay eights. That was the hasaga of the Torah. Because the mission was chuyzer, because a lot of people suck it. Therefore, a lot of dafka, the sugar is made to take the sugar out. A lot of people suck it. And that, Berlacha says, that's not shetagataina, because even though they suck it, but sometimes people don't do that. Therefore, the ikr should be for the sugar, and therefore, maybe it should keep its bracha. So the Berlacha says, Elamai, it goes, oh, the svara. That's the other svara of the Rambam. The Rambam says, being that it's a shtana de ar. And you totally change it, so therefore that's the reason why it should be changes bracha. The way the Be'alcha touches up. Like Tikno is that Bikr Sapriish Meman Yotze Kimish Indikr Klal La'ayin Adami Pri. Just going to get the other Gedarm we had in terms of like things being Shtana. The way he says is, then Nikr all to the eye that's a Pri, or Miyarik Plini. Yotze Dov is that no one could tell where it came from. It's like sugar, no, you never put it together, it comes from here. Hare Akshav Kikhtichas Melech, Meinu Vachav Kunidze El Shach. Says that therefore you only make a shakal because being that there's a shinei legamri in the etzem, it's a nikkur b'chla where it came from. Therefore, we get the din of shakal, and that's what you make. So leading, you know what we do? So even the habri shein the bag graph toisus rosh mordechai tor say veik for beitz, and if it's on the kanim, you're allowed achreinim. Says lemaisa, what should you do? You should do like the Rambam with the shakal because they use a kuliyam. It's a big machlekes eitz adam a shakal. Palagan, right? Or Bracha you make on it. So what's gonna be Alacha Lamaisa? So first is brought down at the Chassam Sefer. When you learn Bracha when you're 6 years old, you see these Tosfos, there's the Bahag, there's the Rambam, like it's very complicated. What do we do over here? Or Bracha to make, and kids the Chassam Sefer stop eating sugar, because they didn't know what Bracha to make. Is it eight, is it dumb, it's shako? What? He's about kitchen, yeah. He's in Sopik, which bracha to make on it, and therefore he didn't go ahead and eat it. Now, in the Psak, Mcharapaz and Shakal, Mishbu writes, Avshon Chazaz and Dina, a sukkah about Kanam, because Shakal, both of them, whether you're eating the Kanam, or you're having the sukkah, make Shakal. That means each day is with Zemin and Shainik, which is a bit of a taste. It's like a Pasuk about Shakal, yes, with the other Kuyama. About it, you should make shakal. So this seems to be a kal here. You have a suffolk bracha with a shakal. It's hey, it's our dhamma. The Shabur is recommending what one should do is one should go ahead and make a shakal. Yes, a kaliyama. But b'diavad, a barak b'eitz, a b'ya dhamma, yotza. Chen shuk shalanu, he says, also you should make a shakal, b'diavad, barak b'eitz. You're going to be yotza, b'diavad. You're going to be yotz. Now, the interesting kafa chayim, it's a katan kovav. He says that, let's say somebody has like a fruit in front of them and sugar. So normally in the Kedimah Brachas, who goes first? Eitz goes before Shakal. Kaf Chaim recommends over here, being that there's a tzad to say that sugar really is nechalal in the bracha of the fruit. Therefore, he recommends first making bracha on the sugar, and then after he's making bracha on the fruit. Because being that there's a small possibility that it's nechalal in the eitz, therefore he recommends doing such a thing. So if you didn't do that, you can still make a bracha on the sugar, because mice didn't have das. And you know, seeing the sugya, whether it's tam das, not das, but he recommends l'chachila, one should go ahead and make a bracha on the fruit. I mean, bracha on the sugar first, as opposed to making bracha on the fruit. Now, so many times, no.
Is that a chiddush? Why is that a chiddush?
No, because the maitzah we hold shakal mitam safik. So therefore, now, the maitzah, a lot of times, somebody has like a safik, doesn't know if he made a shakal. Or is a suffix like a shini maka or so what do people do? Right, ice cream for dessert, right? So it's a suffix, make a bracha, you make a bracha, and if you think, take a little sugar, like to take a little sugar to go out and batter it. What's the problem? The problem should be that, what? You might have a suffix bracha, so it's an interesting thing to do. Right, we said the three sheets, it's a damashako, there's some safer, like Bechal didn't do it because of that. No, you think it's interesting, you think that if you say what to pick, like I would say pick a candy. Candy, let's say everyone agrees it's fully mishtana, and that's, you know, that, you take a little chocolate, the mishtana or something like that. Like to take, to go ahead and take sugar is a little bit interesting thing, interesting how to do. The guys are machne, right? He has a suffix bracha, so he's going to be machne, right? He has ice cream for desserts. Should they make a bracha? Who machne is that? So what does he do? He goes and takes a suffix bracha. Like, you know, it's a little very interesting thing to do. Candy's not a suffix. Candy is totally mishtana. Candy is totally mishtana. Everyone agrees mishtana. There's no sheikhs to it. It's like the fruit. It's like the no. It's totally fruit. It's holding the hold of a Michael. It's that for sure. It's bashed arms. Trima, whatever you call it. That's totally mishtana. What do you mean? You take a little sugar to go ahead and patter it. So you're being machmir and you put yourself in sabbat brachas. That would seems to be a very interesting thing to do. Abulamaisa, we have a Mishnah Berurah in many places. When we put on the Mount Kemis, the one Mishnah Berurah in the Fine Dalit, and he says, oh, take a little sugar to patter it. And the Mishnah Berurah in a couple of different places seemingly says that what you do is you take, Berlach in a couple of places, two, three places, says you take sugar to go ahead and patter it. So it seemingly means, it seems to be that. The Anhago, the Achra, is like the Rambam that is Kapask and Shaakal, and therefore, since he didn't make yes, to use sugar, the Mok and Suffolk, to go ahead and patter it. Even though the Yavin make Eitzar Adama, might seem to be saying Yitzar, but it seems to me that is the Minog that we look at as Achra. When this all comes out of this whole Sugya, is when he's talking about sucking the sugar cones, when he's handling the Bracha, so it's interesting. When he's sucking the sugar cane, you're not swallowing the sugar cane, right? You're just like, you know, tasting it and you're swallowing it. So the shaila is that something which needs a bracha or not? Because the sugya, it's Hashem, we'll see, that somebody tastes something and you spit it out. But we spoke about a little bit by the Listerine, that over there you don't need a bracha. And when you taste something, you don't need a bracha. So shaila is, what's the chilek between the sugar cane and what you're tasting? So you taste something, so you don't need a bracha. Over here, you're just swallowing the sugar cane, the sugar, not something that's a over there, you go ahead and need a bracha. That's going to be what's with gum. Gum, if you chew the gum, you spit it out, but you don't swallow, you're just tasting the sugar, so you go ahead and make the bracha. So the chilek is that the time MS, a person's not trying to eat the food, you're just tasting it, you want to know like how it tastes. You're not doing b'tor achila. Definitely not doing b'tor achila, so even though maybe you're tasting it, but it's not for achila purposes, you're not even interested in the taste, you just want to know how it tastes for cooking purposes or whatever reason you're doing it, therefore it doesn't need a bracha. But if I'm eating some b'tor achila, I want to eat this food. I don't want to get the taste. I want to swallow the sugar cane. I want to swallow the sugar shabbat. About that, that's something which would be, we see from this thing over here, that the fact that there, you need a bracha on the, when you're swallowing the sugar, even though the actual cane, you're not swallowing the actual sugar cane. We see that when you're doing it with rachila, that would be considered a bracha. For the person to say that, about when somebody has gum, and you're spitting out the gum, about the bechia gavna, one would, yes, make a shahakal.
Am I chewing just for your breath?
That's a different story that we didn't say. We said when you're trying to eat the food, you're trying to swallow it, you want the taste, then you make a breath. When you breath, that's what we spoke about when we spoke about Listerine. That could be that's a whole different thing. Because we started over here, so we come out from the sugar, gum needs a bracha, candy is falling down, needs a bracha, sugar is big machlekes, and the mice and vegan, so go ahead and make a shehakal. Said then, hug is when we see the night one like a I'm sure since the second place, you can patter it. Yeah, since we have first hand hug, that seems to be the min hug. Okay, fine. So we do a